Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, the reporter Nick Kieser with you. Predators win 2-1 last night against the Boston Bruins. An emotional one for the city of Nashville. And one member of the Predators that joins us now, Luke Evangelista, the rookie on the line with us. Luke, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Congrats on the win. What was it like, in the hours and the minutes and stuff leading up to the game, knowing what had happened Monday in Nashville and just the emotion that went into that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough time and a really emotional time, obviously, in Nashville. And I think, sometimes you just got to take a step back and realize that, you know, some things are bigger than just the game of hockey. And Coach Hines came in and talked to us yesterday morning and before the game and had a really good talk with us about how we could, you know, make a difference for the people of Nashville and, make them proud last night. And, I hope we did just that.
Well, I definitely think you did with a 2-1 win and obviously an emotional one for sure. But what does that do for the confidence of not only you as an individual but the club to go into Boston and beat the best team in hockey right now?
Yeah, I mean, that was a massive win for us, right? Like, we're still right in the hunt and, beating, basically a top three team in the NHL right now. That was huge for us. And, with a Winnipeg loss last night, too, we're making some ground in the standings. So, I think if we're able to, get some momentum off that win and gain some confidence, that'd be huge for the group.
Talking to Luke Evangelista, Predators forward, when you were called up, one of the first interviews you did, I believe, with Max Herz, you said that you were taking this one game at a time. You wanted to earn every game. Well, I would say that you've done a pretty good job of that to this point. So what's it been like over the course of the last few weeks of being an NHL player, scoring goals, and earning each game?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the best experience of my life, basically. Like, I'm still, I'm just living out a dream right now. I've wanted this ever since I was a kid, and I'm so fortunate that to be in the position that I'm in, and grateful for the opportunity. And I still just got to keep earning my spot. Obviously, with all the movement and trades and injuries and all that stuff, there's an opportunity for the young guys here in Nashville, and I think I'm just trying to focus on taking advantage of it.
Luke Evangelista joins us right now. You talked about you and some of the other young players who've been able to step up after the trade deadline, Luke. What is it like right now? I mean, you guys you're only sitting 3 points out of a playoff spot behind Winnipeg. What is it like, joining this team not too long ago, not playing with some of these guys, and being able to, get some wins under your belt, and now in your first NHL debut season, you have a chance to play in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's been, I think, a really cool story. Obviously, like I said, like a kind of Nashville kind of unloading at the deadline there, but we're still making a real strong push. And there's a bunch of guys in Milwaukee that I was familiar with that were kind of all in the same boat, which is a cool little experience. But I mean, I think it speaks about the group when they trade everyone off and we're still right in the hunt. So it's been a ton of fun so far.
So I saw on Twitter that Ryan McDonagh actually ran into a Nashville native, Caleb. He was a 17-year-old, and he joined you all in the locker room yesterday.
So cool.
He was traveling from Nashville to Boston for his 17th birthday to watch you all play. What was it like having him in the locker room? He read off your lineup, and then you guys also get the win. I mean, talk about 17-year-old, probably best birthday ever.
Yeah, that was super fun for everyone. I mean, I know we really saw it coming, and then he came in there with a ton of energy and right off the lineup got us all fired up. And I think he was a big Saros fan too, so he got to meet his idol, which was really cool. But that was a ton of fun, I'm sure, for him and for us too.
Luke Evangelista on the line with us. So Ryan McDonagh just picked him up in the airport and was like, "Hey guys, we got a new friend here coming in." But I want to ask you a question on Ryan McDonagh. He's a veteran guy in the NHL, has been very successful, whether it be his time with the Rangers or the Tampa Bay. You know, coming into this locker room, he's been here less than a year. What type of leader has he been in the locker room for you all, and how important has he been not only to you, but maybe some of the other guys like a Tommy Novak, a Cody Glass, just having that presence in your locker room as you guys fight for a playoff spot?
Yeah, he's such a key piece to the puzzle. You know what I mean? Whether it's on the ice, off the ice, he's like you said, just a hell of a leader, and it shows. I mean, he's won multiple Stanley Cups, and there's a reason for it. But I mean, you know, he helps guide the young guys, you know, on the ice, you know, just talking over, you know, maybe different decisions and situations, and then also off the ice too. Just he's made all of us young guys feel very welcome, and made it an easy transition. So I'm really thankful to have a guy like McDonough in the room. He's been awesome to us so far.
Talking with Luke Evangelista, Predators forward. One thing that has come up quite a bit is that the system that, you know, is run in Milwaukee with Carl Taylor and his staff is very similar to what John Hines is running up here. How big has that been for you and some of your teammates that spent a lot of the year in Milwaukee when you come up here to Nashville, that it's an easy transition because of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really smart on their end in Milwaukee just to keep it so similar to Nashville to make that, like you said, that transition that much easier. But I give the staff in Milwaukee a ton of credit too. I mean, they have a huge part in the success that, you know, me and, you know, all the other guys that have been called up are having. So, I don't think we'd be doing as well right now if it wasn't for them. So, huge shout out to them.
I've said this for a while in talking to Carl Taylor at training camp and watching what he's done in Milwaukee. I don't feel like he's going to be there much longer. He's probably going to be an NHL head coach. What is he like? What's it like to play for a guy like Carl Taylor?
He's awesome. I mean, he cares a ton about, you know, us as players, but also about winning. You know, that's at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. But he finds that perfect balance of, you know, developing and winning. And you know, he you can just tell he really cares about the guys as players. You know, wanting to get us to the next level just as much as I think he wants to get to the next level. So. It's been awesome playing for him.
So Pittsburgh coming up on Thursday, they're in a similar spot as you all in the East, fighting for a wild card. And you'll see a couple of former teammates. Obviously, you have a couple there that were here for a long time. Nick Bonino being one of them, Mikael Granlund being one of them. So what's it going to be like going up against Pittsburgh, knowing that they're fighting for some of the things that you're fighting for too?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a bit of a dogfight, you know, like you said, really similar situations, and, every point matters to both of us a lot, so I think it'll be a tough, tight game, but, like I said, hopefully we can build some confidence off of what we did, last night in Boston, just keep it going.
Well, Luke, best of luck coming up on Thursday against Pittsburgh. Thanks so much for doing this. It's been fun watching you over the last few weeks, so keep it up.
Thanks, Luke.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Luke Evangelista joining us today. I almost called Michael McGranlund. I was combining. That's why I kind of slipped up there. I'm like, wait, no, that is not his name.
Believe me, I word vomit or mix words, and I'm like, wait.
Huh. That didn't sound right.
Diana Barrasini, I always want to say Diana Taurasi.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, football, basketball, the.
So, Mikael Granlund, not Michael McGranlund, a new player that we've created. But
that's a new one.
Yeah, Evangelista has been fun.
Oh, my gosh,
I was at the Preds game the other night with a guy that I actually started going to Preds games with when I was in college and, followed the team, and he has two little girls now, and so he doesn't get to watch every night like he used to. And he was like, who's this 77 just buzzing all around the ice? I said, that's the future. that guy is fast, and he's skilled.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, I mean, he's a star in the making for sure. So and just has a great personality, too. He was on Smashville Live a few weeks ago with Luke Evangelista – or with Igor Afanasyev. And
say those two names real quick.
and was just showed his personality, but really appreciate Luke joining the show. You mentioned Ryan McDonough and what happened before the game. We'll discuss that a little bit more coming up next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.